Okay, everyone, welcome back to the show. This is Extending the Outer Limits. I'm your host, Michael Molinos. Child abuse is a topic that is hardly addressed in our culture of quick fixes and instant gratification. Alice Miller is one of the most influential authors and clinicians on child abuse and its disabling effects on adult life, families, and ultimately our society as a whole. Her life has been dedicated to research on childhood trauma and the tragic influence it has on adulthood. Her books have influenced countless therapists and have moved the field of psychotherapy forward by introducing a radical concept, the truth. Here today to discuss the impact of her work is Barbara Rogers. Barbara works as an assistant to Alice Miller and for the website alicemiller.com. Where you can find lots of information about the dangers of child abuse and neglect in the form of articles, free flyers, interviews, answers to readers' letters, and about Alice Miller's books. On Barbara Rogers' own website, www.screamsfromchildhood.com, you can find more articles regarding the consequences of child abuse, as well as parts of her book, Screams from Childhood. Barbara Rogers is here today to shed some light into this very important topic. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Michael.
Hey, okay, thank you. Very nice to have you here. Barbara, why did you decide to become a part of Alice Miller's work? Why was that important to you?
Well, that is a very, very long story, but I'm now 57 years old, but when I was 32, I read Alice Miller's book, For Your Own Good. And as I am of German heritage, it showed me a lot about my own childhood, about why Germans were capable of doing what they did under Hitler. And I learned so much from her books. It brought me into therapy, and it has changed my outlook on life and on how to treat children, and I've dedicated my life to this work.
Wow, that's quite an interesting story. Alice talks about in her work, and you've mentioned also in your work, the importance of understanding the role of corporal punishment and how very dangerous that is for parents to adopt attitudes where spanking and hitting children is a matter of course in child rearing. Can you talk a little bit about the importance and the role of how children develop and their brain development in regards to spanking and hitting?
Well, I mean, any attack on the body produces a response of fear in an adult as well as in a child. But in childhood, the brain is very, very malleable. I mean, 90% of the human brain develops during the first 4 years of life. We are not born with completed, finished brains. We are born with all the neurons, all the brain cells that we will ever have. But the connections, 90% of the connections are formed during the first 4 years. And the brain is a user-dependent organ, a historical organ that is shaped by our experiences. So when a child is attacked and experiences fear and stress and other harmful consequences of an attack, it has consequences for the development of the brain, and it is for the child a traumatic experience that will also later in his life and adulthood lead to hormonal changes, to illnesses, to sleeplessness, to anxiety. It has enormous and countless terrible consequences.
Enormous, terrible consequences. And parents still, in our culture, we still are so rigidly oriented towards disciplining children in this way. It's just it's
May
just
I read you Alice Miller's statement? Because
most
she gave me
yes.
a statement for today, and maybe I can just read that to you because I think it fits really well right here.
Absolutely, Barbara. Please continue.
She says, "People who still endorse spanking demonstrate the dangerous effects of this practice, the heritage of ignorance. Today, everybody should know that the human being is born with an uncompleted brain, which develops during the first 4 years of life. A child who is beaten during these first 4 years learns the message that violence is harmless. For that reason, we have still today so many adults who don't know that by spanking their children, they produce a new generation of ignorant and violent people.
Wow, that's absolutely the truth. And,
yes, and it's a terrible
really
truth. And have you heard of Bruce Perry, the Child Trauma Academy, who has done a lot of work with abused and neglected children? And he calls this actually a destructive disconnect. What we know through research about the development of the human brain and how we still treat children.
That's absolutely amazing, and we really need to get that out about to folks about the importance of not hitting children, about finding other creative ways for parents to deal with behavioral issues that arise in children.
And they often arise from fear.
They often arise from fear, and not only in and of itself, it's often that parents that have, it's interesting to note that both in your work and that I've read in Alice's work as well, that it's often parents, there's this link between parents that have been abused and the parents that subsequently wind up abusing their own children in this way.
Yeah, absolutely. And but they think it's for everybody's own good, and that's the dangerous illusion.
That's the dangerous illusion, that they feel that they're actually doing well for their children, and they're actually doing the greatest harm.
Yes.
Barbara, why do you think that Alice's work is so important at this time in our culture that's awash in aggression? I mean, everywhere we see on television, we see people dealing with interacting amongst themselves as in the forms of aggression. We don't see any cooperation in the forms of our entertainment, in the forms of our music.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think Alice's work would be so important in trying to understand and trying to give insight into this into our consciousness in this way?
Because she describes in her books the reality of childhood and the reality of a child's experiences and feelings. And because she is on the side of the child, she doesn't proclaim illusion, she doesn't proclaim spirituality or forgiveness, but she just listens to the child and wants to know the reality of childhood, what a child feels, what a child experiences. That's what all her work is about, and most people are afraid of that, and they don't want to know about this reality.
Why do you think that's the case, though? What do you think that folks are afraid of in understanding, knowing the truth?
Because I think, I know it from myself how much time it took in therapy to accept certain truths about my childhood. I think because a child cannot survive without illusions. I mean, if a child is beaten, he or she will believe this is for my own good, and it will believe everything.
That's okay. That's okay, Barbara. That's our cue that we're about to take a break. And yes, we will be right back with Barbara Rogers discussing the work of Alice Miller right after these words.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Okay, we're back to Extending the Outer Limits, and I'm your host, Michael Molinos. We're discussing the work of Alice Miller this evening and the role of the importance of bringing awareness to the idea of child abuse and corporal punishment and how enormously debilitating this is to children and for parents to really be aware of the fact that this is the effects of the truth as to the effects of these kinds of methods of child rearing. Barbara, getting back to our discussion then, You mentioned something very interesting on your website in one of your articles, and you talk about, for example, if I could read for just an outtake, a paragraph which I found very, very profound. For adults, this attitude, and I'm meaning this attitude towards child-rearing practices, lives on spiritual concepts. People who learned as children to suppress their feelings will go on to discard their bad feelings and negative emotions. They continue to present to the outside world the likable, pleasing facade that the earliest experiences are forced upon them. By the time they have grown up, many people are deeply afraid of their feelings, mm-hmm. especially if they feel anger and hatred. And the condemnation of their negative emotions enters their philosophical, religious, or spiritual beliefs. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I know it for myself. I mean, I had an angry mother, and I never wanted to be like her. So I suppressed my anger, and the first people who suffered it were my children, and this was a big wake-up call for me. And I think the danger is that as children, we will believe what our parents tell us. We will believe we are beaten because we are bad children in order to keep the illusion that we are loved, that we have good parents, and we need to do this in order to survive. But later, it hinders our well-being and our mental and physical and emotional health, because if we believe in illusions and don't listen to our feelings, we remain like children, and we, for example, carry on the belief that it is okay to be children. We are not open to learn new things, and we are not open to really take in what research is telling us today. So I think anger for me, when I learned, but in therapy my anger came up and it was allowed to speak, and it told me about how painful it had been to be beaten as a child, to have been lied to as a child, you know, with stupid messages that I was evil or that I had done hurtful things or harmful things. But when the reality was that I wasn't listened to and that nobody ever cared about my feelings.
And I echo a lot of those sentiments myself, and growing up from a family where a lot of punishment was used, a lot of physical force mm-hmm. was used, and it had such an enormously negative impact on my life, my self-esteem. And through the therapeutic process, though, there is hope for people, and that it's important, at least from my perspective, to understand that a lot of folks are under the impression that, you know, we like to do things alone. You know, we're segregated islands, if mm-hmm. you will, and we've lost connection lost the interactive or the reaching out connection to one another, because we feel on some level to recognize these feelings as somehow being weak in some way.
Yes.
For me, that was my greatest strength, to realize my own vulnerability mm-hmm. and to understand that I was wounded in the context of a relationship, and that it was, for me, only another healthy relationship that could heal me. I couldn't really do it on my own, per se, but I needed the connection, as
well,
they say, or the... How do you feel? Can you speak to that?
Yes, because I think that's what Alice Miller calls an enlightened witness. Sometimes we can have it in childhood, and I feel that in my childhood there were two grandparents who were very different than my parents and who showed me a different form of behavior towards me that was respectful, loving, caring, that I would call an enlightened witness. And some children have this through teachers or through other family members. And later we look for it in therapy, and we need it in therapy when a therapist is the witness who is on our side, on the child's side, to help the child see that the child was treated cruelty, and that and in unjust ways, and that the feelings of rebellion, of anger, of hatred, of pain, of humiliation, all the feelings that result from being attacked and hurt, that they are justified. but I think many therapists are not this enlightened witness and are not on the side of the child if they do not really explore their own childhoods. I have seen therapists or read also of therapists who take refuge in spiritual beliefs, but that is a that does not reveal to you how you were treated as a child and what
Absolutely.
Feelings resulted from this. It's another illusion that...
another illusion, and it could further obfuscate the problem, and is that, do you feel that that's so?
I didn't understand what you said just now.
That could further obfuscate the issue and further derail the issue.
And in my own therapy, there was a, although I had very understanding therapist, but there came a point where I was stuck and I didn't realize for a long time that I was stuck with them because they did not confront their own childhoods and they did not take really seriously their own feelings and needs. And that is the issue in therapy.
Absolutely, and it's very important to bring to awareness and bring the idea that we have our own built-in, innate hardwiring for healing, and these mechanisms are in place. They're there. All we need to do is to trace the genealogy of our original hurts or of our original experiences.
And how they have shaped us and influenced us.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely.
And we also have to allow ourselves finally the rebellion, what we couldn't do as children, because there was nobody around us to feel indignation over what happened to us. If we have a therapist who can do that, and then we can say, this was not right to do, this was wrong to do, I don't like that you are beating me. And when we can feel this, we will never do it to our own children. You're incapable to continue a behavior where you have really understood how hurtful, humiliating, and destructive it is.
And to honor those original feelings has enormous beneficial consequences.
Yes, it does.
And effects for healing. It seems to me that parents in our culture are so overemphasized on obedience and how children are superficially performing, especially during the very, very early ages of their development, in the ages, say, pre-verbally, before the age of where biologically the conservation sets in and the teeth fall out and all of this, when they're still very magical. Do you feel that it's important for parents at this role of the game?
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back with Extending the Outer Limits. I'm your host, Michael Molinos. We are talking to Barbara Rogers about child abuse in our society and what folks can do to understand the nature of our child-rearing practices. Barbara, continuing then with our discussion, how is it, we were picking it up where we left off, is it important to understand that parents actually understand what they're dealing with when they're dealing with a little child? Often it seems to me that parents are so preoccupied with superficially how children perform, especially in the very early ages of life, and they don't understand that, especially in the pre-verbal period in their development, that it's important for them to just really not overemphasize behavior in a certain way, but to just let them be who they are. Let them be messy if they need to be messy, and let them. Can you speak about this?
I agree with you, and I think that many parents look at a child as like an object or a possession, and it has to conform to certain expectations that they have or that they feel society has for this child, when in fact a child is a human being, and it has feelings from the beginning, and it begins to think. And I think the development of a child is absolutely fascinating. It cannot speak, and it learns within three years. It can speak without ever having gone to school. It can speak the language of his parents. And I think to listen to a child, to just be there for a child, to enjoy what a child wants to do, what he thinks, what he feels. I think that many parents are not open for that. They have these performance ideas or even anxieties that they think the child needs to conform to or they need to conform to, and the child is just another part of a chain but not a living, breathing, feeling human creature. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. And the importance of the parents in mirroring the child's reality back to them.
Yes.
Without having them being overly censured and overly emphasized on how they look. And, you know, you see these mothers out there sometimes, and really we're not really out to knock anyone per se. It's in a lot of cases these parents really, really mean well. They just don't have the information. They just really don't know. And when you see these little tiny little beauty pageants, you know, and and these young girls who are being dolled up in this way, I think this kind of thing, this kind of grandiosity, if you will, at that age, this kind of narcissism, this unhealthy narcissism where it's more about the parents.
Yes.
And so less is more about the children, has some real, real profound effects later on in their life and in their self-esteem. Do you agree?
I agree, and I think every time a child's true needs are not respected, you have enormous problems. I mean, if parents put their own needs for whatever it is, for recognition or fame or success, above a child's, the child's need, a small child doesn't have needs. It needs to be held, it needs to be fed, it needs to be talked to, it needs to be treated with respect, listened to with respect. If you take the needs of a child seriously, that's what being a parent is all about, especially at the beginning of life, when the child's needs are really everything. I mean, when you think of a baby that is born, it cannot verbalize anything. It cannot put into words anything. But when a child cries, it may have hunger. It may need to be held. It is afraid to be alone. It may need fresh diapers. I mean, but parents, it's really the job of parents to assist the child in finding out what the child really needs.
Absolutely, absolutely, Barbara. And this idea that parents, I see when they interact with their children, often feel threatened by the child's exuberance.
Yes.
I know that Heinz, the great Heinz Kohut, talks about this idea that children need to have their natural exuberance, and that the child's natural innate exuberance will force what is in a natural, it's essential for the child's brain development and for their self-esteem, and that can you speak about that?
I think that's something that maybe parents can learn from a child, this wonderful joy of life that they have. I mean, if a child's needs are fulfilled and he or she can share his or her feelings, then there is such a wonderful joy of life that many adults don't have anymore. And I think we can learn so much from our children if we don't
absolutely
approach them with these ideas and fears, and also with the traditions that we have learned. Like, the tradition is that you must have an obedient child and that this child is there to fulfill the parents' needs. And that is not true. The parents are there to help the child fulfill his or her potential. And I think parents need to learn whatever they can. And I think society needs to teach parents and to teach people in schools already, for example, about early childhood brain development, about the consequences of spanking and corporal punishment, so that people can make informed decisions as parents and just don't step in these old traditions that are passed on from generation to generation and don't ever really change.
From generation to generation, that's absolutely right. And it seems to be everywhere in our culture.
Yes, it
we
is.
We seem to be so authority-driven. And so even, you know, people who espouse these spiritual beliefs as the ultimate apex in the human experience is authority and all of this sort of thing. I think dynamic creative play and dynamic new thinking and inspiration in this way is much more the jewel and the crown, if you will, than authority is.
Yes, it is, and it's scary when you study spiritual beliefs, how authority, they're soaked in
authority. Driven.
I'm reading right now about the Dalai Lama, and part of the tradition of the Tibetan Buddhists is that you have, part of the meditation practice is that you have to say certain things 100,000 times because you get, until you get to the next level. And one of the things you have to say is this total devotion, submission, and obedience to whoever is your superior monk or your superior guru. So imagine this is put into, first of all, they take children as monks, which is already terrible because they are separated from their families and they suffer severe emotional neglect without having their families around and women around. And then they have to say over and over again that they are going to obey their superior monk. I mean, they are soaked in bowing to obedience, and I think it's a terrible thing to do to a child's brain, and it has nothing to do with spirituality or freedom of thinking or freedom of development. It's a hindrance of development.
And we could see that very clearly in our own Western culture with our Judeo-Christian attitudes in regards to family and child rearing, and when we listen to some of these folks overemphasize discipline and obedience. And we'll pick that up right back, Barbara. We're talking with Barbara Rogers, and we're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolutions eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're back to Extending the Outer Limits. I'm your host, Michael Molinos. We're talking with Barbara Rogers, discussing the work of Alice Miller. And Barbara, in our last segment, I just want to pick up where we left off. We were talking about how these authoritative belief systems that actually espouse that they're doing such great good are actually doing really great harm. And it doesn't matter from what part of the world it comes from. I particularly focus on our own culture because this is the culture that I grew up in. I grew up from a Catholic, rigid Christian background in many respects. And I could tell you honestly from my own experience, for the most part, it had such a disabling effect on my own self-esteem growing up in the 70s as a teenager and through my childhood through the late 60s and the 70s. And it needs some overwork. It needs overhauling. We need to begin to take responsibility for these messages that we're putting out, because we see on the other end the alcoholism, the drug abuse, the violence in our society.
They are all consequences.
All consequences. And folks have a tendency to look at things as just one-sided. Like they see, for example, sexual acting out as just being kind of a symptom in and of itself, but may not see the underlying ground belief system of, say, absolute denial of healthy sexual expression that may be flourishing from. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think in our culture, for example, I think it is horrendous that there are still books regularly written and published by lead people like, for example, James Dobson, who recommend not just spanking children, but even infants, babies, who cannot walk yet. There are several books on the internet. There is a website, No Spank, where you can learn about more about this. There is another website, Stop the Rod, which informs about these books. There are people in our culture who still believe what you and I would think anybody knows today is a horrible thing to do, but they still write books about it, and these books are still being sold and bought by people, and parents will write comments to this book and say this is a wonderful thing, and now they think they can control their child, but they don't want to know anything about the consequences. And they are drug addiction, they are illnesses, they are hormonal imbalances in their body. I mean, violence against children has horrible consequences also for their self-esteem later.
And all of the narcissistic disturbances, if you will, that Alice speaks about in her book, especially in Drama of the Gifted Child, where she talks about the importance of a healthy narcissism and all the like. So it's, yeah, absolutely. And so what is it that you feel that there seems to be some kind of resistance on the part of parents to want to learn about this? It seems to me that the greatest boundary or the greatest hurdle that there is in families understanding about the data in connection to child abuse and childhood violence has to do with their own defensiveness, their own resistance.
Yeah, and I think this is because as children we learned to idealize or to have illusions about our parents, and so we keep on believing things that are harmful. And I want to read something to you that Bruce Perry says. He said, we have to recognize that the brain is the most malleable early in life. And he says, if 20 million people were infected by a virus that caused anxiety, impulsivity, aggression, sleep problems, depression, respiratory and heart problems, vulnerability to substance abuse, antisocial and criminal behavior, retardation and school failure, we would consider it an urgent public health crisis. Yet in the United States alone, there are more than 20 million abused, neglected, and traumatized children vulnerable to these problems. Our society has yet to recognize this epidemic, let alone develop an immunization strategy. I think every child who is spanked and beaten is an abused child. I don't think it's just 20 million. I think that many, many more children are affected by this.
Absolutely. I think, you know, whenever we hear figures of this or that, it's always much, much more than what they're letting on to be. Mm-hmm. How can people who may be listening to this program, who are having a connection with it, begin to find recovery or begin to find hope in themselves? How can they begin to use Alice's? I mean, do you suggest exploring about psychotherapy? And I know a lot of people sometimes are resistant to that. Well, I'd just like to hear your thoughts on that, Barbara.
I think reading Alice Mother's book is a wonderful encouragement to get to know yourself and to get in touch with your feelings and to practice more loving attitudes, more loving and understanding attitude toward yourself. And if you find and look for a therapist who can accompany you on this journey, that's a wonderful thing. But I know that just reading the books and the thoughts has been very helpful for me to separate more and more from the illusions and the lies I grew up with and to embrace more who I really am, what I feel, and what I need. And
absolutely.
I think I did this stronger in the end on my own than my therapist did, because they really did, they practiced therapy, but they didn't really live this kind of a life where they lived attentively to their own feelings and needs. And I think that's what it's all about. And I don't know a greater encouragement than Alice Miller's books and articles and also the readers, her answers to readers' mail that come out almost every day are fascinating to read, I think.
Her work is just absolutely brilliant. And I suggest folks going over to alicemiller.com or more specifically alice-miller.com.
Yes.
And And Barbara Rogers also, her articles, your articles are just absolutely terrific. And I think it's a very, very useful website for people to go and to learn more about how they can recover and they could learn about child abuse. Interesting to note, though, in Alice's past, she talks, this is a very brave woman. This is a woman who was schooled in traditional psychoanalysis.
Mm-hmm.
And if I believe correctly, she actually broke away from the traditional school because she felt that the tradition Freudian methodology was still steeped in denial and
black pedagogy and blaming the child. I mean, what Freud did when he discovered that women had terrible symptoms following sexual abuse, he turned it around and he said, you know, little girls want to have sex with their fathers. He invented the Oedipus complex and confused generations of therapists, and psychoanalysis never broke away really from this. I mean, that's what we all learn as children, to blame ourselves, but a revolutionary and free therapy would be on the child's side and would allow the child to blame the parents for what was done to the child.
Well, this is an absolute no-no in our society for children to have such power. We would have, according to these people, we would have absolute anarchy.
But we could learn so much. We could learn so much also about ourselves. You know, when children were allowed to speak up and share their feelings, we could also learn about ourselves. We could even learn about our childhoods, because suddenly we could realize how painful certain things are that we believe and actions that we do, that they are painful for others.
And that it's the truth, and that the truth is much more than an ideal. It's a realization of who we are as beings and our deepest, deepest, deepest identity.
Yeah, and truth is also truthful communication. If a child can communicate truthfully his or her feelings, then you have genuine communication. But if parents don't allow their child to verbalize and express his or her feelings, then you have no truthful communication. And I think that's what being human is all about.
Absolutely, and that's a wonderful way to end the program. Barbara Rogers, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and that does it for today's program. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.